The walls are closing in on the ultra-corrupt Fulton County DA Fannie Willis as yet another scandal hits her dysfunctional office. We got the latest on this ultra-woke Democrats' disastrous debacle and what it means for the future of her political persecution of President Trump. And then... a swing state slaughter in the works. The latest polls just dropped on 7 battleground states, and Trump is absolutely running away with it. Wait until you see this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, whose high-profile sham case against President Trump is already in tatters due to her illicit affair with a subordinate, is facing yet another scandal. Newsweek is reporting that the DA's office was just flagged by Fulton County officials for potentially, quote, high-risk spending practices related to her use of federal and state dollars. The Fulton County Procurement Review, a report issued by a North Carolina-based accounting firm, concluded that Willis's office lacks standard accountability for her monetary practices, consistently failing to go through the proper channels when spending taxpayer dollars. Now, of course, Willis's use of taxpayer money has been central to the scrutiny surrounding her ever since she appointed Nathan Wade as special prosecutor in this case against Trump. It was a very, very strange appointment, given that Wade has never tried a felony case in his entire legal career. I mean, that was bad enough, but then to add insult to injury, Fannie Willis turned around and paid him an inordinate amount of legal fees to the tune of nearly $1 million. Now, of course, we now know that it's because he was, at the time, her boy toy. Wade has since been required to step down from the case, but not before the two of them went on a number of luxurious vacations to places like Napa Valley and the Caribbean and Belize and the like. Oh, it just sounds so wonderful. And so Fannie Willis's potential misuse of taxpayer funds is becoming front and center in the increasing scrutiny of the corruption in the Fulton County DA's office. And that's what this report is raising so many red flags over. It alleges that she consistently failed to go through the proper channels of approval on her use of taxpayer funds, which is effectively flagging her office as a high risk in terms of financial misuse. Now, it does look more and more as if Georgia legislators are getting ready to stand in here, step up, as it were. A few weeks back, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a bill designed to rein in rogue prosecutors, precisely like the utterly corrupt Fannie Willis. The new law grants a committee known as the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission, just established last year. The authority, they're giving the authority to establish rules for disciplining and removing prosecutors who they believe to be acting unethically. Many are arguing Fannie Willis really is primed for just such disciplinary actions. And on top of that, a Georgia Senate committee is already investigating her as well, her apparent misuse of funds and the dysfunctionality of her DA's office. And all you have to do is look at her fellow woke leftists in the legacy media gang. I mean, everyone from the New York Times to the Atlantic is coming out and saying she needs to step aside. She has irrevocably compromised herself in the persecution of what is already a farcical fraud of a case. And she's just making things that much worse. So what do you think, gang? Do you think Fannie Willis will finally get the boot? Let us know in the comments below. Hey, gang, with the current climate of the media industry, navigating the sea of bias and misinformation is exhausting. And that's why I rely on our awesome sponsor, Ground News, to streamline my research. Ground News is available as a website and an app, and they're absolutely amazing. Instead of sifting through multiple sources myself, trying to see every angle of a particular news story, Ground News does it for me. On top of that, Ground News gives valuable insight into each publication's credibility and which way they lean politically. It doesn't erase bias from the articles, but it assesses factors like objectivity and language to categorize each article as left or right leaning. So let me show you how it works. It's absolutely amazing. Take this article on Trump's lead over Biden in 6 of the 7 swing states. Now, when I use Ground News, I can see that exactly 61 articles have covered the story. But interestingly, 60% of the sources are right-leaning. In other words, the left is largely ignoring this story. And is it any wonder? Of course not, because it doesn't fit their narrative and it makes Joe Biden look even worse than he already does as a presidential candidate. That's one of Ground News's best features. They cover the blind spots here. In fact, you can go straight to the blind spot feed and see which stories aren't getting covered by either side of the party lines. There's never been a more important time to be aware of the extreme bias in our media outlets, and that's exactly what Ground News does. Click on that link below or go to ground.news/Dr. Steve to check it out. Head over right now to subscribe through my link and get 40% off unlimited access to the Vantage subscription. That's what I got. When you subscribe, you not only support our Turley Talks movement, but you also support an independent platform trying to make the news more transparent. Click on that link below right now. A brand new Echelon poll has just dropped, showing President Trump absolutely running away with it in the swing states. This is absolutely astonishing. Trump is now, according to Echelon, Trump is now up 6 in Michigan. He's up 7 in Nevada. He's up 6 in Arizona. That's the election right there, by the way. The election is over if he wins those three states. He's up 4 in Pennsylvania. That corroborates big data polling that has Trump up 5 in the Keystone State. He's up 10 in Georgia, and he's down by 1 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, remember, is notoriously hard to poll. Democrats appear consistently oversampled there. Remember, Biden was supposed to win Wisconsin by 17 in 2020. He ended up, quote, winning by 20,000 votes. And in virtually all of those swing states that Trump is winning in, here's the key, he's surpassed the 50% mark. Gang, he's winning the popular vote. Now, again, one of the things we do here in analyzing these polls is we compare individual polls to the polling aggregate to see if they're outliers or to see if they're actually part of an overall polling trajectory. And so what we're seeing in Michigan, Trump has led or is tied in every single poll there since November of last year. And then we can contrast that with what we were seeing in 2020, when Biden was leading almost every single poll throughout the year. So this is a huge swing to Trump in Michigan. But as it turns out, it really is just par for the course in these swing states. When we go to Nevada, it's the same thing. Trump has led every single poll since October. And we can keep going. Look at Arizona. Same thing. Georgia. I mean, Georgia at this point isn't even competitive. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you take the latest Echelon poll or you take the polling averages. We are looking right now as we speak at a swing state slaughter. We're looking at an electoral blowout. So what does this mean? Well, it means that the Democrats are under more pressure than ever to turn to shenanigans to try to artificially win this thing. So we have to be absolutely diligent in doing everything we possibly can to overwhelm all those efforts. We cannot be complacent for even a single second. But we do have the winds at our backs in terms of the popular vote. And so now let's go out and let's make this happen. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized. But you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.